Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook. Hey, she's got some advice. Companies out there, please make it easier for women at the workplace. You know, under these stressful, hard times, women need help because they do far too much household work. So women, you need to be nicer to them. But first, let me get recording on this. But first, here's a sign from a door for a business. It looks like a balloon shop or like a party favors shop. And it says for assistance, and it says, we're allowed back to work. But you've got to remember to avoid men. Mouth, eyes, and nose. Instead, follow women. Wash your hands, obey social distancing, makeup or mask up, exercise and eat well, no unnecessarily traveling. What is the point of this sign other than just crap on men? What you could think of many different ways to make this sign. How about avoid touching your mouth, eyes, and nose? There, done. But no, we had to go in acronyms. Avoid men, follow women. I know it's a little butthurt kind of thing. But again, this is just one of those little needles in your side that's like, why are we doing this? What is the point of this? How does this better anything or anyone or address any issues other than just crapping on guys to crap on them? These kind of things annoy me. Okay, Sheryl Sandberg, women are burning out more than ever. Employees must do more to help. Do you know who maybe, what about guys that were, say, I don't know, during WW1 and 2? What about all the people that were on the manufacturing lines having to crank out those Mustangs? I know that Mustangs was one of the airplanes that they used in one of the wars. But nonetheless, cranking out guns, cranking out weapons, cranking out tanks, and cranking out. Can you help us? We're really stressed out, and we need a little more time to get our crap together. No, go to work. It's a job. Quit fussing. Deal with it. Grow up. So here we go. The bug and economic crisis have had negative effects on everyone. But a new survey and its high-profile advocate, Facebook, COO Sheryl Sandberg, suggests women are being hardest hit by the increased pressures of working home in the midst of this bug. Well, of course they are, because the bug has exacerbated the stresses and inequities of working women. They were already experiencing, Sandberg said. Working moms, working mothers, often work a double shift in normal times, logging more time doing housework and childcare than working fathers. Why is this, you say? We'll get there. But now with schools closed and a lack of childcare, the pressures have compounded. The inequality we've always had on the balances of work in the home, which has always hurt women in the office, is now getting worse. Let me read that one more time for you. The inequality we've always had on the balance of work in the home, which has always hurt women in the office, is now getting worse, Sandberg said. Women are now doing what she calls a double shift. Now listen to these numbers. You ready for this? The latest survey from leanin.org, the Women at Work advocacy group she created, found that women, wait a minute, Lean In, the woman advocacy group, found that women spent more to, shocking. I wonder, could that maybe be because it's a women's group and maybe trying to find issues that support your agenda? Shocking. Latest survey from leanin.org, the Women at Work advocacy group she created, found that women report spending an average of 71.2 hours a week on household chores and caregiving since the onset of the bug, while men report 51 hours. You're telling me that women spend on average 10 hours a day on household chores? Right. Really, we're supposed to believe that. And that men are doing, 8.5 hours a day on household chores? If you're including the time that the children are sleeping, like, well, the kid slept 8 hours. I'm being a mom for those 8 hours, so let me just mark that down. Plus, I clean for, 2 hours, 10 hours a day. Come on. Really, is this the narrative we're going to try to push? Now, why would it be 71% women to only 51% men? Well, because women are harder workers and men are lazy. Or it could be because, say, women have the majority of child custody cases and thus have their children, and they get awarded the children 85% of the time. More? Maybe that might be it. See, when you're a mom more and the dad's not allowed in the kid's life as much, the mom has to do more momming. It's kind of simple. Did you ask those questions in the survey? I'm sorry? Say that? No. Shocking. The 20-hour difference is half a full-time job, she notes. That's unsustainable. It's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for their relationships. It's not healthy for their children. Hey, do you know what might help in a situation like this? I know, this is crazy. You know, it's conspiracy theory time. Ready? What about waiting to have kids? Bear with me, I know. Waiting to have kids until you're married. Shocking. I know. I'm giddy with power and craziness tonight. This is also the third time I've recorded this because my mic keeps failing. So I'm a little tired of this article. I know. Shocking. But the other thing you could do is, not only that, but maybe once you're married and you decide to have a family, even if you guys aren't getting along perfect and he turns out to not to be Captain America and she turns out not to be Wonder Woman, maybe, I don't know, staying together until the kids get at least into high school, if not done with school completely. That's what most mom and dads in my era did when I was a teenager back in 1985, 87, whatever it was. Mom and dad, they weren't at each other's throats, but they're kind of like, I'm not really feeling this. I remember a friend of mine, it was like they stayed together and they were married, but they each had a little bit of a side piece and they kind of agreed. But they stayed married and the kids didn't know about it until after they graduated high school. Now, that's a whole other issue, but the point is the parents stayed together. So maybe waiting till marriage to have kids and then staying together after you're actually married. I know. Crazy. Let's see. The survey conducted online in mid-April also found that single mothers reported spending more hours per week on housework, childcare, and elder care than women overall. Well, do you know why women with children would spend more time on children? Or do you know why women with children would spend more time on childcare than women overall? Because they have children. Wow, we're in deep, really good science surveys here, fellas. Okay. What employers should do if there were ever a moment for bosses to understand that your head is going to explode and to offer ways to help you make your life work, the bug seems a perfect time. Can a deadline be pushed back? Can you wait for something? Can we acknowledge that even for people who are able to work at home, they have another job, which is taking care of the kids, asked Sandberg. So can you be more flexible in what you're expecting and demanding? In other words, can you still keep paying me the same amount, but push my workload back and push my deadlines back and require less of me? Could we do that? Here's the thing. Companies are going to say all the nice buzzwords of we care and you're special and we're going to change our icon and for the Pride Month to all the beautiful rainbows of the color because we care. But the minute you stop producing for their money, they don't really care. And they will look for somebody to replace you. Nowadays, it's very hard to get rid of people because of all the hoops that you have to jump through to get rid of a poorly performing employee. I know this. I had 40 of them underneath me when I was a network engineer, a tech lead as a network engineer. And you know what? They just about had to somebody before you could get rid of them. So, but here's the thing. Then they reverse it and they say, let's just get a guy. Then we don't need to deal with all this stuff. So by demanding all this stuff, women are kind of hurting their own cause. Continuing on, a high percentage of respondents to the leanin.org survey say they aren't getting that kind of support. Shocker. Among male and female essential workers, just 36% said their employees have granted them more flexibility, while just over half of employees working from home reported the same. All right, well, that's half of them gave in. I think that's pretty good, especially when did you offer to maybe push off a little bit of your money and say, look, I'll only work 75% as hard. Just give me 75% pay. No? Okay, then. If they give you any breathing room, I think that's fair. But here's the thing. As a guy, do you think this would fly? No, they'd try to replace you, or they would leave you a bad recommendation, and you wouldn't be able to get another job. And then what do you do for your money? Well, you become homeless. Among the most important things any employer should do, besides paying them, is to offer flexibility, Sandberg said. As part of that, she noted that Facebook canceled its regular performance reviews during this intense period. Wow, how big of you. Show workers that we know you have more to do, she said. Hey, you know what? You're doing such a great job at erasing posts and blocking photos and, I don't know, moderating. We're gonna skip your evaluation. You take it easy. You're doing such a great job. Yeah, that's not an essential worker, though, is it? That's not somebody that's got to like show up and actually get something done. Hey, you nurses, you just relax. We'll let the guys here on the ventilator just, you know, end, just not make it. But go ahead and enjoy your break. Come on. She realizes most employers don't have Facebook's deep pockets, but to prove Facebook is serious about letting up on performance assessment, the company said it would pay everyone above the regular bonus for the period. And that relates to the story how? She's just bragging about herself at that point. Secondly, Sandberg said, make sure employees get the message that you've got to take care of yourself and your family. And equally important is to make sure managers check in with their direct reports to see how they're faring emotionally and otherwise. Oh, yeah, let me just... Hey, Margaret, is everything okay? Like, are you getting enough time for your family and stuff? Are you, like, totally stressed out? Like, do you need some extra time? The report to the commission can wait, like, an extra week if you need to get that latte and relax a little bit. Who are you talking to? It's called a job. You get paid to show up. Quit whining and do your work. If you don't want to do it, then don't take the job in the first place. And again, you know, hey, look, it's stressful for everybody. I get it. I'm stressed out constantly having to sleep in late and record videos and drink beer. Stressful. You don't even understand. But in all seriousness, look, we get it. It's hard right now. Things are tough. But we wouldn't have to be going, I'm done reading this stupid article anyway. I'm tired of it. We wouldn't have to be going through all these hoops, and you wouldn't have to be going through all these steps and having all these problems if, number one, you slowed down a little bit and waited until you were married to have kids. And number two, if you are married and you have kids, try to stay married instead of doing something silly behind your partner's back. And that goes for guys too. Either end, stay in a family. And if you're really miserable and things aren't working out and you decide we have to part ways anyway and you get separated or you get divorced, 50-50 custody. Allow Pop to stay in these kids' lives. And then you know what, Mom, if you've got a deadline and things are hard for you, then maybe ask Dad, hey, can you take the kids for an extra couple of days? Because I've got a deadline coming up and I've got this problem. And you know what, if he's a good dad and he cares about his kids, he'll be more than happy to help. And then when he's got something that comes up, you take him a couple of extra days. It's a really crazy phenomenon. Back in the day, we used to call parenting. Let's just get back to that. Let's, because all these other ways to try to creatively make employers work with this and, oh yeah, you got to be a mom and you got to be a dad. Yeah, that's part of being a family. And it's a lot easier to do when you've got two people, not one person, a check from Big Daddy Government, a child support check, and a nanny. Because when the nanny can't watch him, you got to find another nanny. And then if you can't, what are you going to do? I know modern times have changed things a little bit. I get that. You know, I joke around here, but look, things are tougher. I get that. But one of the ways this all goes away is when you stay together with somebody. Find somebody you actually love, care about, make a family. And for you fellas out there, you know, when I plead like that, I'm talking to the whatever women that really probably aren't even watching this. But, you know, for you guys to understand that this isn't happening, that these problems are coming up because families don't exist anymore. And for you guys that say, yeah, but I want a family someday and I want a wife someday and I want kids someday, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And these are the kind of conversations you have to have before you get in with somebody, before you get married, and before you get divorced, before you go through any of this. Because we can talk statistics all day long, but the fact is, it is tough. And it's tough to find a partner that will stick with you through thick and thin. And you have to be ready to roll with the punches when they don't. That's one of the reasons why you don't hear me doing a lot of videos about, here's how to be a good dad. Because I don't know, I'm not a dad. I had a good dad. I can tell you what my dad did that was good. But that, you know, that was a lot of years ago. I don't know the struggles of some of you younger guys. I don't know how you make it work today. That's why I'm single. That's why I don't even date. I have not other than giving my mother and a father a hug when they visit, I have not touched another human being in like a year and a half now. Is it a year and a half? A little bit over a year. I've not even like shaken hands, nothing with another. And it's not by choice. It's just I'm always here busy by myself working on the bus. But when it comes to social dynamics, I can tell you what to avoid. I can tell you what to look out for. But I can't tell you what it works because I don't know anymore. And that's why I'm making a bus and driving around the country by myself. So, guys, I'm going to leave it there. I've read this article so many times, I'm loopy in the head. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for those that have done so. I appreciate it ever so much. And the best way you can support my channel is to like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my other new channel, Odd Man Out. Guys, I'll leave it there. Better Bachelor. This is Joker. All the problems, a lot of these problems, the crazy problems that need all the crazy fixes will go away if we just keep it simple and make relationships work again. Thank you.